Okay, more politics now, and these are thoughts from you, our listeners, here to help share some of our emails, senior producer Steve Prophet. Steve, welcome back.
Thanks, Alex. Some of our audience wrote us about gender questions in the race from Cincinnati. A listener who gives her name as Michelle R. wonders why the question of gender seems only to apply to women.
An equally interesting question, she says, is whether white men will vote their race or their gender.
And Virginia Duffy of Philadelphia says she was insulted by a public opinion specialist we talked to on Wednesday. Doug Muzio described Obama supporters as upscale and highly educated, and Clinton supporters as women.
Ms. Duffy says she is both highly educated and a woman, and that Mr. Muzio seems to think these are mutually exclusive categories.
Denise Klein, she's from Livonia, Michigan, heard our discussion yesterday about the amount of money being spent on the presidential campaign and how the total might exceed $1 billion.
Ms. Klein wonders, with all that money being pumped into the economy, why do we need a stimulus package from Congress?
And lots and lots and lots of letters from Ron Paul supporters who think we're ignoring his candidacy, including this one from a listener named Gina, who asked we not reveal her full name.
Quote, "I will never donate another dime to NPR," she writes, and continues, "I am shocked that you Ivy Leaguer intellectuals have not bothered to study Ron Paul's record and beliefs."
I just want to say for the record, Alex, I went to a state school in Texas.
Okay, no Ivy Leaguer intellectual you. Gina goes on, "If you had, you'd take him more seriously and he would not be a fringe candidate." And she closes with a simple and direct, "You guys suck."
Unhappy with us as well, but not for political reasons, Elizabeth Felling, who listens to us in Kansas City.
"I almost broke my radio in the hurry to turn it off," she writes, in what she says was a reaction to the music played at the end of Derek Rath's story yesterday on Anthology Records.
Why, she wonders, does the CIA even need to consider waterboarding when such so-called music exists to torture people? Ms. Felling, we could play it again for you for reference, but we'll give you a break and play this instead.
Your campaign could end up with a win or a lose day. Tuesday, whose day?
A big hit from our Super Tuesday coverage. From Tacoma, Washington, Kathleen Dexter loved it. She says Weird Al Yankovic could not have done a better job.
Thanks for that, Kathleen. Love us or loathe us, but write us. You can do it at our website, npr.org.
And just click on the Contact Us link. It's at the top of every page. And letters editor Steve Prophet, thank you again.
Always a pleasure, Alex.
Conflict and analysis, district by district.